Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Segment, and I've not gotten into some of the most important areas that need to be covered, just for listeners and just for viewers. And it's a very symbiotic message, and I've been so busy I've not had time to cut ads, so I'm going to cut an ad live right here on air right now. Look, my superpower, as I've said many times, is just telling it like it is and not holding back from people. And the more powerful the broadcast, the more serious the time that we're in, the more I tend to not plug products that we have for sale, even though those are products that people absolutely need and that are critical for them to have. Now, when you talk about storable food, now is the time for everybody to have storable food. Now is the time for people to understand that this whole system is about making you dependent on them. That's why they're trying to ban stores selling non-GMO heirloom seeds, saying that's not essential. It's about getting full control over the people. And I know that all of you understand that. I just want to encourage all of you to get high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com and to understand that most of the other companies out there that say they have storable food that's available do not have it. This is high-quality food. They had to pause food sales for a while to get the orders out that they had. They opened up some other big factories. It's high quality. It's the best price you're going to find. They're ready to take your orders again. And it's not about the virus. It's about the economy and the civil war and the globalism, what's coming in the future. And this is storable food that's high quality, that's packaged the best you're going to find, and it lasts 25 years. And, yes, your purchase then funds this operation, and money in the fight against the globalists is so incredibly important for us to do what we do here as well. It's the reason we've been able to stay on air under Democratic Party attacks, dirty tricks, and so much more. It has been a very, very strong defense for us. So buying your supplements, buying your vitamins, your minerals, getting your water filtration, getting your air filtration at InfoWarsStore.com is how we're able to stay on air. Plus, these are things that you really need. And with how crazy the world is right now, with how insane it is such a no-brainer to say to you, folks, you need to get high-quality storable foods. You need to protect yourself and your family. Storable food, water filtration is right up there with firearms. And the only thing above that is having a relationship with God and having your soul in order. And so I got to tell you, I've not ever gone out and gotten a piece of property or gotten ready, even though I knew it was needed, because I've been on so much on the offense. I still think we're going to win this fight. But the last few weeks, I knew all this was coming, and I got to do it for my children. And I just can't be in Austin during this type of stuff. And so in case they're able to have the full shutdown of the economy happen and beyond even depression, I went ahead and talked to some family and had some property and stuff, and have gone and helped get that ready and everything, and have got that stocked up and prepared. So for the first time ever, I have had to actually move into defense mode and prepare a retreat. Okay, so that's how horrible all this is. Because they're going to just shut media down completely if they remove Trump. And they're going to use that as the backdrop for the martial law that's going to happen. And then they're going to put out false charges against most of the leadership of the resistance and send in special leftist units. And, of course, everyone will resist when the units go to get you, and then it'll all be killed. And so that's the plan. And so, you know, if things go in that way, folks are not going to be dug in just waiting for that to happen. Obviously, a lot of folks out there, I don't really know them. I just know how things work or planning their own counter offensive systems. We're not just waiting for communists to come after us. But that's where the country is. You're in a total civil war, lawlessness, total evil, mutinous blockades of the West and East Coast run by Chi Coms that killed 100 million people. So they mean business. So do we. But for my children, for my family, I'm a talk show host. I'm not going to be a military leader in this fight. I am preparing my evacuation. You always prepare an evacuation at times like this.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide, I'm Alex Jones, your host. And these criminal globalists have this country in a stranglehold. And so many Americans love the cowardice. They love getting into it. They love being roped like a dope. They enjoy it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm unable to do the show at this point. More and more, I'm unable to do it. I just can't do it. There's not a fighting spirit is the problem in America. And I just, it's like everybody's in a daze. And a lot of people are waking up, so I should be more positive. But I've got some special reports I'm going to air, and I'm going to decide if I'm coming back or not. This isn't some new drama thing I'm doing. It's just people don't know the times they're living in. They don't understand the reality that we're under foreign attack with collaborator traitors holding the nation hostage with a bioweapon they cooked up in Wuhan, released on us, covered up while it spread, and then they blame our country and our president and are trying to put us in a permanent depression and put deadly vaccines in us from the very people that launched the bio attack. If that doesn't piss you off, nothing will. Now, I just don't know anymore. And you look how childlike and stupid people are everywhere. And they just don't have any light in their eyes because they watch TV all day and they live in a fantasy land. And so people are in a sleep state. A dull, entertainment-induced sleep state while we're under total attack by a bunch of globalist predators. It's unbelievable. Here's a little piece that Darren McBreen put together, 5G conspiracy theory debunked. It's pretty funny. It's not very good for radio. But we're TV-centric, even though most of our audience is radio. There's not really ever a thought going into the fact that we're mainly audible. It's always visual. But see, that's a target distortion issue. And then also, we have other key reports here that I want to get to. There's a really good report. Trump versus the anti-Zinc media. That's That's pretty good, too, so we'll air that, too. That's clip 11 after we play the other clip. Here it is.
Have you heard 5G causes coronavirus? Well, here's where the claim first came from. It's from this Facebook post from March 19th. The poster claims to have done some research and made a map overlaying the new 5G towers with the COVID-19 cases, then claims how it's weird the towers are right by the hotspots. Well, first, the poster only used AT&T's tower data, no other company. Two, where those towers are, they're based on population density. So where there are more people, there are going to be more cases of COVID-19. And three, there is just no evidence to support the poster's claim. So this is false. 5G towers are not causing coronavirus.
Nothing to see here, please.
The azithromycin and zinc, they say zinc. You should add zinc. Now, this all has to be recommended by doctors, physicians, but they say zinc. I want to throw that out there because that's where they seem to be having the best result. So you add the zinc and the azithromycin. And it's been, we've had a lot of good stories. Able to open with a big bang and open up our country, or certainly most of our country, and I think we're going to do that. So.
All right, we want to cut in here. There's two things the president has said in the last 15 minutes that we think is worth trying to explain or fact check here. One was on a medical recommendation that the president was making about the use of zinc. And if you were confused,
start taking place.
That's why we have Dr. Gupta here. Dr. Gupta, explain the what your best you could understand what the president was talking about when it came to zinc.
The comments about zinc were mystifying. There's no evidence I've seen in the literature suggesting zinc in addition to hydroxychloroquine would be helpful. So I think this is another one of those unknowns.
You will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises.
If you do feel ill, what do? Zinc is a great idea. You mentioned it earlier.
We started out with hydroxychloroquine and then the azithromycin. But in doing some of our research, we found that there could have been some benefit by adding zinc to that regimen.
Zinc has been found to block the RNA-dependent RNA polymerase. Check out this paper titled Zinc Inhibits Coronavirus and Arterivirus RNA Polymerase Activity in Vitro and Zinc Ionophores Block the Replication of These Viruses in Cell Culture.
Despite a new but still not peer-reviewed study out today identifying 69 drugs that might be effective against the virus, what's lacking is a solid body of evidence that any of them work and are safe.
State Representative Karen Whitsitt found out she had the virus the day her friend and colleague Isaac Robinson died from it. She has underlying health issues and was going downhill fast.
And I thank God that the President of the United States mentioned that drug because it did save me.
That drug is hydroxychloroquine, which is undergoing trials at Henry Ford.
What we're finding clinically with our patients is that it really only works in conjunction with zinc. So the hydroxychloroquine opens a zinc channel, zinc goes into the cell, it then blocks the replication of the cellular machinery. So it has to be used in conjunction with zinc. We are seeing some clinical responses in that regard.
So here we have a molecule of zinc, but it's hard for it to enter the cell. So these scientists, they had to add a molecule called PT, which is an ionophore. Now, what does an ionophore do? Well, actually, it makes the cell wall permeable for zinc. It grabs the zinc and pretty much carries it through the cell wall. And here's what they found. In their experiments, they used SARS-CoV, the pathogen causing SARS. And they found that if they added more zinc to their experiments, less viral RNA was produced.
So you're prescribing it, and it is working for COVID-19 patients.
Every patient I prescribed it to has been very, very ill, and within 8 to 12 hours, they were basically symptom-free. And
do we know anything even close to definitively where you would feel comfortable telling your friend, Chris, let's go with it?
You know, there aren't any proven medications right now, and I should point out a couple things. One is that we don't have the evidence that it works. Evidence is important here.
So there was a study from France that showed that a medication called hydroxychloroquine, or the brand name is called Plaquenil, together with the antibiotic azithromycin, killed 100% of the virus in a test tube. not in the person, in a test tube. And then there was some studies from South Korea that showed that the use of hydroxychloroquine with the mineral zinc was also somewhat helpful. So what I did was I combined the two approaches, and I made a three-drug regimen combining zinc with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, and I can explain to you why.
You can see that increasing doses of chloroquine caused increasing concentrations of zinc inside the cell.
The comments about zinc were mystifying.
But if you look at the overall statistics, out of those 200 patients that I treated, statistically, 20 should have died, and many more should have been in the respirator. Even if you take a low ball estimate, you say 5% mortality, so 10 should have died and maybe 20 on a respirator. My results are that 0 died and only 2 on a respirator, which is terrible, but still it's a significant order of magnitude improvement.
And the entire treatment course of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and the antibiotic azithromycin took just 5 days and cost $20.
All right, we want to cut in here. There's two things the president has said in the last 15 minutes that we think is worth trying to explain or fact check here. One was on a medical recommendation that the president was making about the use of zinc. And if you were confused, that's why we have Dr. Gupta here.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
By the way, Alex Jones here back live. Total transparency, total reality here. The crew is awesome. And I'm being a jerk on air and off air right now. Okay? And I pray to God to make me not be like this. I was so angry yesterday driving back from having to get an emergency area ready for my family that I literally had to pull up the side of the road and just pray to God to have me have peace, because I'm not afraid, and I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm really angry, more angry than I've ever been, that this is so ridiculously obvious. A bioweapon launched by the deep state against America to stop our recovery and to stop getting our country back and to bring in forced inoculations and medical tyranny, and to now have a civil war alliance of the East and West Coast against the Midwest and against America, and saying we're never reopening, and the politicians laughing and smiling like they just had orgasms or won the lottery. It's outrageous. Imagine a movie like this. You'd go see it and say, this would never happen. It's so villainous. It's so ridiculous. And when I get up here, and I cover all the times we told you this first, I don't do it again to go, oh, look, where we're. I'm doing it to say, now the next thing I'm going to tell you is going to happen. In fact, I haven't had the crew search. How many listeners have heard us the last 8-9 weeks say they'll never reopen? The blue cities and blue states, West and East Coast, will lock America down, and they will never let Trump reopen, and they will think the public's so ignorant that they'll say one coronavirus death's too much. We never open until that martial law house arrest. They started saying it within 4 weeks. You can predict either I know their battle plan, or they just listen to the show and go, this guy's a really dystopian person. We'll take it. No, that's not, because I have their Rockefeller Foundation reports, like Lockstep and others, salivating about worldwide authoritarianism. These are words they use. Global government. Digital tattoos. Again, I'm pissed because this is a normal response to having your entire country. A lot of people don't care about, quote, rights. They just care about prosperity. Well, the rights come before the prosperity and generate it. It's like, I don't care about gasoline. I just like my Ferrari. Well, without gasoline, that car don't roll. Without freedom, there's no damn fuel. And I don't like being raped. I don't like being dominated. I don't like having my ass kicked. I'm going to tell you something. Our country is getting its ass kicked right now. China's open for business. Germany's opening back up for business. It's all about shutting us down, folks. And as Nigel Farage came out and said, his new cause after Brexit's mine too. Told the crew this 2 weeks ago. It's going to be reopening America and what we've got to go through to do this. David Knight's with us for the rest of the hour. I have a stack of articles, a stack of videos. I have one thing is I get ready for hours for the show, just like David does. And I've counseled David. He gets mad behind the scenes, too. To not study so much. I know that sounds like an oxymoron. It sounds stupid. But we read so much stuff and are all totally loaded before we come on the show with information. And then you're so pissed that it's hard to even operate. And because we do care, folks. We're not psychopaths. I know you aren't either. That's why we're here together. But without even looking today, I've got a whole bunch of articles about fakeness. Look at this. Mother enraged by face mask ad claiming her whole family died of COVID-19. Turned out that baby that died of it was smothered by the babysitter. None of it's real, folks. Look at this one. UK hospitals four times emptier than usual. The most empty ever because there's no one there. It's the anecdotal videos all over. True. David's here. We got 5 minutes to break. We're going to go over all this. But how seismic is it, David, that here's the first article we can find before Zero Hedge, before anybody. And we love Zero Hedge. Chinese espionage behind Wuhan bioweapon. David Knight, and your great report about that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing, Alex. I went back. I could go back so far. We had to get help from the band.video guys to get back. It was actually the 23rd. This is the 29th. Before that, I pointed out, I said, you know, they're talking about this being in Wuhan. Well, you know, it's interesting that they have their one and only biosafety level 4 lab was opened up there in the same city. And then about a day after that, on the 23rd, Daily Mail said, hey, look, it was one or two days after that, said, look, it's really close to that market that they said was coming out there. And then after that, we found out that, oh, yeah, they've got some employees who've been selling animals. You know, like I said today, Pinky and the Brain. You know, they sell them at the market, make a little bit of money. There's a lot of ways that this could be out of that area. And then about a week later, when this article came out, that was when the NIH and the Department of Defense arrested that Harvard professor who, interestingly enough, had been brought in by the Chinese to set up the lab. They paid him about $1.5 million to set up the lab, and they gave him about $50,000 a month, about $158,000 living expenses as well. They paid him a lot of money to essentially set this up, and he's now been arrested for espionage. So when we look at this, here's the thing I'm concerned about, Alex, and I said this morning. There's essentially a Cold War is developing around this. That's fine. We need to understand what the Chinese are and how they will use this type of stuff. But what I'm concerned about is that as we see these depressions being manufactured, this is a Great Depression that's been manufactured. How are we going to get out of this? Because we already had a massive bubble that had been baked into the economy before from the collapse in 2008. I don't know if they're going to be able to get out of this depression without a war. Typically, when we have a fourth,
that's right. And I hope all the leftists remember you asked for this, jerks.
That's right.
You popped the bubble, you little pieces of trash.
That's the thing I'm concerned
about. I mean, all you leftists want war. You're getting it now, idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Charlton Heston when he finds out he's back on Earth and he goes, "You blew it all up." It's just, what in the hell is your problem? But David, I want to go over all this and what's coming in the future and the blockades and everything, but. What about breaking that? Obviously, at the timing, it's not an accident. They lose a trade war.
No.
It's transferred. Bill and Melinda Gates want the power. They've got the virus patented. This is the rollout to take out the West. Now, it's failing. The Pentagon and Trump know it's fake. We know it's fake. The UN head is about to, you know. But you're right. This is leading to war, brother.
The real
war. I hope you're all happy, leftists. And your little armchairs, your little SJW nest, your little malice brigades, and your little weird, sick love affair with Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping is as close to Satan as you'll ever get, dumbasses. And you grow up in this country having no respect for the basic freedom you have that you've now destroyed. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing I was concerned at the very beginning, I said, look, when you look at what China's doing, shutting that down, and again, I have questions about, at the time I said, we don't know how dangerous this is. Is it bioengineered? Probably. However, what is really being done is the social engineering. And once they set down the example that they're going to lock down an entire city, and then they did other cities after that, but remember, we had millions of people get out of Wuhan before they locked it down. You didn't see this happening in the other cities to that extent. Basically nothing happened there. But as this pattern began to be rolled out in Italy and Spain, and then they wanted to bring it to the United States.
It was all choreographed by the UN and Xi Jinping.
Exactly. That's the real false flag. The shutdown is the false flag. This is just an excuse that's behind it. And when we look at, we just had an Israeli mathematician, a former general, come out and say, I reported this today, He said, it doesn't matter what you do. He's looked at all the different countries, and he says, whether you go total draconian or you do nothing at all, it lasts for about 40 days at 70 days. It peaks in 40 days. In 70 days, it goes to about zero. It doesn't matter what you do.
And that's what virologists always say. They always run their course.
Yeah, yeah. It's the as far as law. It goes back to 1840.
All right, let's talk about what's coming next.
What are champions made of?
A man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-oh, those right.
angry right now because we're being totally raped that I'm having trouble containing myself, but David Knight is on fire on air and off air. David, you were pointing out FEMA has leaked to the Washington Post what they're planning. It has nothing to do with the virus. It's all about a psyop. They are going to roll out the mask now and then say you have to wear a mask until the end of the year. That way you physically get used to doing things to your body. The government tells you, so you take the forced inoculation less than a year from now. They're like, oh, we got it out early. And so you accept them being in your body. You absolutely must say no to this. But some people, because of their jobs, are going to be forced to do it. We are already rush manufacturing Infowars.com mask. And we're also rush manufacturing some that say COVID-19 is hoax, so that you can exercise this out in the open. I'm going to go to local stores as soon as I have time, wearing a GWAR mask, a paper bag over my head. This is all ridiculous. It's an act of subservience. That's why I told my wife and family, I said, buy 6 months extra food to supplement the food we have. We're not going to the stores. We're going to boycott these guys during this. David, I mean, just tell people what's coming next under this mind control. We told them it's man-made. We told them China released it. We told them the death numbers are way under what they said they were. Now they're 90%+ under what their worst estimates, their best estimates. I mean, this is a psyop by the deep state, the medical tyranny, the Chi-Coms, and the UN. And I think Trump moving to get rid of the World Health Organization head and pointing out that the AP admits they were caught covering up for China that this was coming out of their lab. This is exactly where Trump needs to go.
Well, I just talked about it this morning, talking about the World Health Organization and vaccines. They have their Immune Agenda 2030, and this is the fourth draft they just did on April the 2nd, and they want vaccines everyone, everywhere, every age. That's their slogan for the IA 2030, Immune Agenda. So it goes right along with the UN Agenda 2030. They've just taken out the climate change aspect of this, and they've substituted the what they want to do with the coronavirus. But it's all about the vaccine. But also, Alex, we've been talking about how this has been a long-term plan, not just UN Agenda 21 and the UN 2030 agenda, but also the takeover of the elections, for example. Take a look at Bill Gates and Microsoft. They have been the ones selected by DARPA to run Election Guard. Now, what does Election Guard do? Well, that gives different media organizations, not a story-by-story basis, it's not even fact-checking, but it's just saying, well, we're going to give a blue check to this organization over here, and you don't pay any attention to what these other people do. And that's being run by, that was created by Microsoft for DARPA, and then they also funded Election Guard. Now, if you remember back to the 2016 election, they had some state boards of elections said, hey, we got some probes from people trying to break into our site, and did break in. In fact, they traced that back to the federal government. DARPA is funding Election Guard, and they're saying, well, we're going to make sure the election is honest. They had all this stuff running for a couple of years. It's four years.
News Guard and Election Guard.
Election Guard, and now they're telling everybody, now you're not going to be able to vote in person. Right. So this is all of these different aspects are coming together. If you go back to the late 1990s when the internet,
this is how they force us onto digital voting.
That's right.
This is the total revolution onto the AI system.
That's right.
And Trump must resist it.
That's right. You go back to the late 1990s. Right. First of all, the internet was designed by a DARPA psychologist, J.C.R. Licklider. But it didn't become practical until the late 1990s. And so when that happened, you had the CIA so eager to help to fund the right kind of tech companies, people are going to be working with them, that they created IncuTel. They openly created a venture capital firm. But in addition to that, you had a lot of people who are the NSA and other intelligence organizations that were on the boards of venture capital firms. They helped to create the social media companies now that are controlling speech and the public square. And geospatial intelligence was born about that time as well, became really big. It is the fastest growing part of the intelligence community. Geospatial intelligence has been about activity-based intelligence, mapping out the human domain. What are they doing now, right? As this thing was rolling out in China, before it got to Italy, before they started doing the lockdown in Italy, you had mainstream media stories. As a matter of fact, I think it was AP or Reuters was saying, well, you know, this is kind of creepy when they're doing social distancing, but this is something that we're really going to need for this epidemic as it gets to the West. And that's exactly how they're rolling out all of these different aspects, these things that they've been preparing for decades.
And David, if you look at all this seamlessly being tied together,
yeah,
it's now being used to shut down Main Street, to shut down the average economy, to shut down mom and pops. This is a criminal takeover. And obviously,
Walmart is allowed to stay open, right? But the mom and pops, I had somebody write me and said, I'm a hairstylist and I'm supporting myself, but Walmart right next to me, they're allowed to be open. I'm not allowed to be open because it's about eliminating the middle class, because that's what the communists do. This universal basic income, this monthly check stuff that they've now gotten into a competition between Trump and the Republicans and the Democrats, who can give us more money? This is about eviscerating you, making you a dependent on the government, and then giving everybody the same amount of money. Just communism writ large.
Do we have that cone of shame clip ready? Okay, so let's talk about this. It's the perfect thing. Set up a control grid that's for terrorists that you finance and protect. Then you use the anti-terrorism grid. They're using the Mossad against the Israelis right now. And they're using the big tech and Apple and Google merging with the new ID. Mm-hmm. And they had it on local ABC News last night in Austin. Oh, this company working with Google and Apple, it can see when people are social distancing. People were doing a better job before Easter. And we got an A-plus in Austin. We got a C-minus after that. People are going out when they're not supposed to. And people are getting too close to other people. They're using your phones in live time. So just like the movie Up, this is a cone of shame like the dog is wearing, and they're all laughing at him. They're just saying, will you wear it? And then when you don't wear the mask out in public, people get in your face. They don't let you in the store. They don't let you in the church. And then next, if you don't hold up your iPhone or your droid, next year showing you have the antibodies, you've had the inoculation with whatever it is, Bill Gates, that you don't want to put into you, yeah. Well, then you can't come in the church. The mark of the beast. You can't buy. You can't sell. And the church wants to stay open. So it's going to say, sorry, you can't come in. So they're bringing us to heel right now. This is the takeover. We know how the book ends, though. They're going to end up failing. They're going to have their world government for, maybe a year. Whenever this happens, 10 years, 20 years, a year from now. I mean, if we totally collapse, it'll be boom right here, right now. So here's from the movie Up with the cone of shame. Wear that mask.
That's you.
What do we do with Doug?
He has lost his bird. Put him in the cone of shame.
I do not like the cone of shame.
Well, that would work pretty good as a face mask, wouldn't it, Alex? Because, it kind of, moves the air.
Oh, I'm going to go to stores as soon as I have time. Like people do, wearing paper bags.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a Gore mask.
Yeah.
And then when people get in my face about it, I'm going to go, hey, you said wear a mask. Plus, I love the gloves. For people who don't know, if you work in the medical field, every time you finish a procedure, or if you got to go out of the room to autoclave tools or get medicine for the doctor, you then pull gloves, rewash to go in. Gloves are even better at holding dirt and transmitting it and don't protect you. It's all theater.
Oh, yeah. I've had people write me, say, hey, I was in a store and I didn't have a mask on, and I had people yelling and cursing at me. Had another guy who's an engineer said, I've got hay fever. I sneezed, and they whisked me off and tested me for COVID because he sneezed. I mean, this is what it's
whisking you off.
Yeah.
You are a medical doctor infected. In Germany said it's a hoax. This is a very weak virus. They arrested her. They put her in a mental institution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. But, this is what it's come to. And they've gotten the public so afraid that they are demanding this. And this is why people have.
Well, people are getting into it because they're followers. But now they've been told you have power. Henpeck people until they submit. Let's come back, David, and talk about the blockade of the states. Almost no announcement. It's like, oh, we're not going to reopen no matter what Trump does. This is criminal. And this is where the federal government can come in with this intrastate. When states start linking up and telling the federal government what to do, well, now we've entered another wheelhouse. And some of the left love states' rights now, ladies and gentlemen. But we have a federalist system, if you can keep it. We'll be right back with David Dunn. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I've had a lot of very famous people call me in the government, in Hollywood, in the media, and they say, "What's it like, Alex? Your stock's gone up. Everyone's marveling that you and your guest were dead on accurate. You must be feeling pretty good right now." And I say to them, "Is that a joke? You think I feel good about knowing about this attack plan and we failed to stop it? I feel like crap right now. I'm having the most horrible time of my life. We're losing everything we've got. The New World Order's launching the attack we predicted. This is their best plan for success. The medical tyranny." And I'm not bitching at the listeners. I'm not bitching at those people that called me. But everything in the universe is not about how it individually affects you. I'm an individualist. I believe in personal freedom.
But if you personally are doing great while everything else goes to hell, that's going to hurt your kids and yourself short term even, not long term. And it's this thinking of, well, I'm not being affected by a stock market crash. Why do I care? When you will be affected by that. So I want to go back to David Knight. He'll be with us riding the shotgun in the next hour with Dr. Francis Boyle, who agrees to the lockdown, but agrees a vaccine is ineffectual and a fraud, and this is a giant police state power grab. So that's a paradox there. He knew it was a bioweapon. He early on exposed it as that. So just because I agree with him on one thing, I don't agree on the other, we're not running a cult here. Now, let me show you from the World Health Organization, Rockefeller cult, a graphic put out in a composite from Encyclopedia Britannica, the World Health Organization, and a whole bunch of other groups. It's on John Hopkins' website. This is COVID-19. 128,000.9 deaths as of yesterday. I think it's at 134,000 right now. Now, let's look at Ebola, 11,000. MERS, 850. SARS, 770. Yellow fever, 150K. Swine flu, 200K. 600,000. 18th century great plagues. Japanese smallpox, 1 million. Let's scroll up, though. HIV to present, 35 million. The third plague, 12 million. It goes on. Oh, but oh, look. Look up here. 5.6 million smallpox outbreak. Spanish flu, 40, 50 million. That was 1918, 1919. Plague of Justinian, 50 million. Let's keep going up here. So they can zoom in on that one little area, COVID-19 right here, and they got your whole universe zoomed into this. Give up all your rights, never leave your house again, even though it'll cause a worldwide depression and starve hundreds of millions to death. Just the whole universe is that. And if you've got blinders on, that's all you're looking at is this, you think it's the end of the world. But see, that's how they control your perspective, perception management. You pull back. Let's pull back and show the whole graph. Because you think 50 million dead's bad. Let's open the graph up and go to the top of the pyramid here. When you start going up this graph, put out by the UN itself, you see plagues that killed hundreds and hundreds of millions. And on this graph, COVID-19 is not visible to the naked eye. Yeah, this is for TV viewers, radio listeners. We're live right now at Infowars.com/show, band.video. We'll have this posted later so everybody can see it as a radio listener. But just look at this. You've got all these plagues here. Look at this big daddy right here. 50 million, Spanish flu. They're now in the news saying that this flu, look at the Russian flu, killed 1 million people. 1890. They're saying this is the worst thing to ever hit the planet, and we're at 130,000 down there, and it doesn't even show up to the naked eye. If you blow it up, though, you can see it on screen. There it is, right there for you. So, David Knight, your take on this.
Well, I'm looking at the cholera 6 outbreak that began in the 19th century. And, you know, out of that, and part of what happened with that was in London, they had a very bad public sewer system. And it was a scientist, a mathematician, Farr. That's where they came up with Farr's Law. You hear everybody talking about flattening the curve? Well, he was the one who came up with the curve. And it was based on the cholera epidemic. And, of course, one of the things that you could do to stop the cholera epidemic was to, fix the sanitation system.
And for those who don't know, up until the 40s, disease went down to almost zero because we got sanitation. Right. Vaccine comes in a global graph from Australia to Germany to the U.S. Suddenly, with vaccines, disease goes back up. Not the level before, but sanitation comes in. I mean, sewage is in your front yard. There aren't mosquitoes everywhere. You have screen doors. Goes down to almost zero, and then vaccines come in the 40s, goes back up.
Yeah, well, talk about mosquitoes, talk about the Zika virus, which is what the last thing that Fauci was pimping. Go back to 2017. He was whining about the fact that he didn't get another $2 billion from the Republican Senate, and he said, you just wait. Coming up this summer, it's going to come back because you didn't give me the money, and everybody's going to be sick with Zika. That didn't happen. But we go back to the 1840s, again, that curve. One of the reasons that Farr was saying for that is because, you know, as you start to develop herd immunity, it's going to come in when there's something new that comes in, a new disease. You're going to have the people who have other health issues, just as we're seeing now with COVID. They're going to be affected primarily and rapidly. So you're going to see a rapid ramp up of that. And then it's going to level off, and then it's going to drop as people get exposed to it, as the vulnerable are taken out. That's just the way
it is. Well, let's do a document cam shot right here for TV viewers. Radio listeners, I'll describe it. Look at this. Stanford professor claims coronavirus death rate likely orders of magnitude lower.
Yep.
Orders of magnitude, explain for people that aren't into mathematics or science, orders of magnitude means exponential or logarithmic. Explain.
It's logarithmic. It's, order of magnitude is times 10. So each order of magnitude is going to be times 10. So if it's two orders of magnitude, it's going to be 100 times lower, which is exactly what they're looking at. But when you look at these numbers, now they're looking at it and saying, well, it's kind of looking like a regular flu in terms of its fatality rates. One of the things that they did to jack up these fatality rates, they would estimate the number of cases for flu. And we've seen this for flu. They've been jacking up flu, trying to get people to take a flu vaccine. So they would estimate up the number of cases of flu.
Sure, they use people that die of something else. Here it is.
Right.
So let's look at these numbers.
And so now they're pivoting, and you're seeing the flu deaths go down dramatically. You're seeing,
and they're counting those now in the column of COVID-19.
And they just came out with new guidelines saying, hey, if somebody had a respiratory issue, if they died of a heart attack, if they died of something
Rich admits that every death of anybody that tests positive, whether it's a heart attack or anything, is counted as that. He admits that on the stand.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It gets worse because they're now admitting that most of the positives are for regular coronaviruses.
That's right. You look at the doctor who is also a state senator in Minnesota. He said, look at the incentivization of this, right? It's not the individual doctors who are doing this, because I just talked about a Texas doctor who stopped a nursing home from becoming another one of these hotspots like they did in Washington to get that happen. He said, look, I gave everybody hydroxychloroquine. I asked him, I had 50-some-odd patients, and 36 of them said,
well,
yeah,
that's another big tell.
Nobody had any side effects. Everybody got well.
That's another big tell. They didn't want anybody to have hope.
Yeah.
Or know about zinc or vitamin D3 or vitamin K or vitamin A.
Or C, yeah.
They didn't want you to have any hope. Saying there's
or
nothing.
Stem cells. Even stem cells.
All right, we got to go to break. We're going to come back, but I just want to tell listeners something. People are like, okay, then why are you pushing supplements? Everybody needs winter sun, 50% off vitamin D and K, period. Everybody needs vitamin mineral fusion, 50% off. Everybody needs X3, about to sell out, very close to selling out, 60% off. Look into X3. Look into good, clean, high-quality iodine and the major deficiencies that are out there. But here's what you really need. You need storable food. And I'm a guy that's all offense. I've now capitulated and, you know, am building the armored redoubt because, if this communist takeover wins, we're hell on earth's about to happen. So I'm already getting with veterans and the family and all the patriots, and we're digging in, folks. So I think we're going to beat this, but 70% chance, 30% chance, it's all going down. Hell on earth. Just get ready. You guard yourself for truth. Storable food is available. Again, InfoWarsStore.com. All the other distributors are lying to you. We have the biggest, we have the best, because the other places can't be trusted. They're the biggest, the best, because they do what they say they're going to do. They had to pause sales because they wanted to open more factories and get all the orders out on time or before. Now they've been able to do that, and they are actually ahead of schedule, though they said, please don't say it. And I had to convince them. I said, just admit you're a few weeks ahead. And they go, well, a few orders, we might be right on time, but we are way ahead. It's really 4 weeks, but don't tell them that. And I said, let me tell them 4 to 6 weeks instead of 7. Okay, because people want to know this. It doesn't matter. With what's going down, you'll get the food. This is going to take a month to collapse stuff. Who knows what they're going to run during this crisis? Wear masks for the rest of the year. Try to keep the economy from reopening. They've got the Democrats blockading the East and West Coast. We have folks in Utah and Colorado and other key states. They don't want to say where all the factories are. With patriots that knew this was coming, ready to get you the food. But you got to get the orders in now. Food is now available again. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And spread the word about InfoWars now. I'll be honest with you. If we don't turn the corner very soon, it's not about finances here. They are going to start wiping the patriots out, and they've already got the hit teams ready. I'm not, folks, you know, I don't just say stuff for no reason. America is fighting for its life right now. If you don't spread these links, I'm telling you, you're aiding the enemy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.